How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be back in my studio. It feels a little odd because it is literally 6 weeks since I have been in the studio. That's a long time. I think it's the longest I've ever been out of the studio. Because normally, we're away at most 28 days. That's the most. I try to get back either on the 28th or 29th day if I'm going on a long journey. Most journeys are 3-4 days, sometimes a week, 2 weeks. But when I head to Ireland, there comes the point where it's time to go home because your airline ticket says so, and I'm just not prepared to leave. So we used to go to Ireland in the early stages, 2 weeks. And that snuck up to 17 days. Because if you plan it right with the weekends and you build a holiday in there somewhere, on one end or the other or in the middle, then it went up to 19 days. And then 21. And for the last 6 Christmases, we went away at first 21 nights, 23 nights, 25 nights, 27 nights, and I finally got it the last 2 years to 29 nights. And I have to tell you, it's still not enough. And this trip, it absolutely wasn't enough because I caught some bug that was going around. And 12 nights, the last 12 nights of the trip, I was pretty much what one would like to euphemistically call under the weather. So had we only been away for 2 weeks or 10 days, that would have been a mess. I mean, that really would have been a mess. We would have done absolutely nothing. But I had enough days built into the trip that I could actually rest and recuperate and get as better as one could get under the circumstances. And I have to tell you, there's something very nice about being in a hotel when you don't feel well. Because you don't worry about where the soup is coming from. You just pick up the phone and they send it to you. Isn't that nice? It's nice to be pampered and looked after. And then we got home and I wasn't dramatically better yet. In fact, you can probably still hear I don't sound so good. But I'm happily at this point well enough to actually get up and get dressed and come to the studio and talk with you and share things with you. And because I was in, I don't want to call it misery, but it wasn't fun. I wasn't feeling good. And I didn't want, first of all, I really wasn't up to interfacing with a lot of people. There were a couple of people who were very brave and said, I'm coming over to see you. And I said, you know, I don't want to give you a case of the plague. And they said, no, no, don't worry. I have 4 children or, you know, if it's going to come home, it's going to come home. Don't worry about it. I'm coming to see you. One of the people who came to see me at Glenlow Abbey, even though I warned her in advance, it probably wasn't the best idea, but she didn't think it was terrible. So we just didn't hug and kiss, but we had a grand chat, was Fiona Monahan. And Fiona, you may remember her from years ago. I'm going to say somewhere around 7-8 years ago. She was, and before that, she was the head of advertising for Tourism Ireland based in New York. And when her little one was little and she was planning more children, she decided she wanted to be in Galway, where Mama is and extended family is. And she moved back to Galway, and she is the head of Falta Ireland, which is the Irish for Tourism Ireland in Ireland, and the Wild Atlantic Way, which is this massive area from Kinsale in what is referred to by locals as West Cork, but there is no such geographic designation on any map. So if you pick up a map and you look at Cork and you're looking for West Cork, you're not going to find it because it doesn't exist. But it exists in the minds of everybody who lives and travels in Ireland. And that's the western part of County Cork, which includes from Kinsale westward all the way up through Limerick and Clare and Galway and Mayo and Sligo and Leitrim and Donegal. And the very northern part of Donegal is called Inishowen, but it's part of Donegal. But it's so different from the rest of Donegal that I think to a large degree the mentality is it's two different places, even though it's all County Donegal. And in fact, when you first leave the main part of County Donegal and you enter Inishowen, also part of Donegal, let me make it clear, that's Amazing Grace country. The fellow who wrote the words for Amazing Grace after his horrible boating experience where he thought he was going to die was from Buncrana in Inishowen in County Donegal. And I hope that they do more than I finally leaned on them enough that they put a sign up that says you are now in Amazing Grace country. But they need to do a museum home of the guy who wrote the words. And there's a lot of good stuff there. Fort Dunree, Loch Swilly. I mean, it's a great place. And you go all the way up to the very top point of Donegal, which wraps around the northern part of Northern Ireland. So the Republic of Ireland is further north than Northern Ireland is. You got that picture? Make a fist with your right hand. Now take your left hand and hold it like you're about to catch a ball. And so that part that's wrapping around the top of your fisted hand is Inishowen. And at the very, very tippy top is Malin Head. Looks a lot like Maine, by the way. And I think if you look at the western coast of Donegal and you look at the east coastline of Maine, looks like at one point before the earth expanded, that was one landmass that broke apart. So if you love Maine, you're going to go crazy nuts over Inishowen and that whole wonderful remote area complete with lighthouses. It's really a wonderful adventure. The whole Wild Atlantic Way is a wonderful adventure. What's new about the Wild Atlantic Way is there are signs telling you you're on the Wild Atlantic Way and that it is a branded marketing effort to raise attention and awareness why people should come to the west coast of Ireland. It's always been there. Always been there. Nothing new there. What's new is trying to bring it to your attention. Because the West Coast gets a lot less traffic than the East Coast. And especially when you talk about a place like Donegal, something like 7 to 8% of all travelers to Ireland ever visit Donegal and the northwest of Ireland. That's terrible. You have no idea what you're missing. So you got to hot-foot it there. And somewhere in your travels, you need to base yourself in Galway, in a section of Galway called Bushy Park, which is about 10 minutes from the downtown area where all the shopping is, of Galway town. It is a great place to base yourself, like going on a cruise. Check in to Glenlow Abbey, a historic hotel that you're going to fall in love with. Unpack and take half-day and full-day trips, like hub and spokes. So that's your hub, and every day you take a different spoke of the wheel, and there's so much to see and do in the area that if you stayed in that one spot for 2 weeks, you wouldn't see it all. And that's a promise, not a make-believe. So we're going to be, I want to introduce you to Rory O'Sullivan, the general manager at Glenlow Abbey, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me Rory O'Sullivan. We have just enough time to introduce him, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive into what makes Glenlow Abbey special and why choose Galway to base yourself for your visit to the west coast of Ireland. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm really happy that you were on the two nights that we were at Glenlow Abbey in Dublin or somewhere on business, because I wouldn't have wanted to breathe on you, Rory.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Great to be back on the show. Yes, I believe you got a little bit under the weather while you were here.
Yeah, you know, and I know exactly where I got it.
Yeah,
we were in a movie. We were in a movie theater in Derry, Londonderry, up in the north, Christmas Eve afternoon, the afternoon of Christmas Eve, and there was a woman behind me coughing.
Oh.
And like 2-3 days later, man, bam, I got hit. The 27th, yeah. The afternoon of the 27th, it was like a building fell on me. So yeah. That's where I got it, and I'm still shaking it off.
Yeah, we had such a mild December here in Ireland. You know, the weather rarely drops below zero at any point in time, Celsius. So as a result, you know, there was no frost or ice to kill flus or eradicate them.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me, talking about Glenlow Abbey and Galway with Rory O'Sullivan.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370,
Call 800-605-5370. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the coast.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I've got Rory O'Sullivan on the line with me. He's live in Galway on the West Coast, the wild Atlantic Way of Ireland. And if you've just joined us, we were just commiserating. I managed to pick up some kind of a flu something while we were traveling. And part of the reason is we were traveling in December, January 2016-17. And just a few weeks ago. And the weather was so mild that that's the kind of weather that bugs don't die, you know, because it's warm enough to support. I mean, I thought any minute now we're going to see mosquitoes, you know. It's like, you know, bugs don't die when the weather is mild. They flourish. So a good cold snap will keep everybody healthy. But in spite of all that, it was once again a wonderful trip. And we got to Glenlow Abbey on January 3rd. And by the time we arrived, you weren't on property and you weren't there the 4th. And we left on the 5th because we flew home on the 6th. So I missed you altogether. I missed your face.
I know. It was a pity. It sounds like that I'm never in the hotel, but that's far from the truth.
Well, I know that.
But yeah, I was away for the 2 days that you landed here, and I'm sorry to hear that you didn't see too much of Galway, which was a pity, because that time of year is a lovely time to see Galway, because you get so many people home that are, you know, celebrating being home and taking a few days off, so everybody's at leisure, and there's a huge different feel to the city, which is always quite relaxed, but it even gets a little bit more relaxed than for that time of the year.
What do you like best about the Christmas New Year season in Galway?
Well, we do a 3-day Christmas residential program here in the hotel. We open we started on the 24th on Christmas Eve, and it runs until the morning of the 27th. So what's great about it, from my point of view, we were full. We had the 50 bedrooms full for the 3-day program. Is that you really get to know the guest over that period, because you have a big check-in on the 24th. Everybody stays together. We have entertainment. We have treasure hunts. We have table quizzes. And then we have the full fare from a dinner, afternoon tea, breakfast point of view. So by the time the 27th comes, you feel like, you know, they're long-lost friends that are leaving the hotel. And that certainly was the case. We had a fantastic Christmas program with the residents here, and everybody got involved in the games. We have a little golf game that we play, a little putting game outside in the French room area, and then we had a few different card games. I guess the way to the cake game. How many jelly beans are in one of the jars at reception. And it's amazing the amount of people that get involved in it and get excited about things and get competitive, especially, you know, when they're away from home and they're relaxing. So it was fantastic. It's a great period when things go well, and thanks be to God, they went very, very, very well for us over that time, and we had great feedback from the guests here.
But well, I have to tell you something that's important for my listeners to know.
Yeah, Glenlow is very much so a winter hotel. We have lovely open fires, so it really suits that type of a break for people. Yeah, so it was
well. But the
very,
thing
very
that people need to know is that there are a number of very well known, very well established, been in business forever, motor coach tour operators who mm-hmm. do not run any programs in December and January, and somewhere maybe in February they pick up again, or the end of January. I couldn't tell you the schedules. Yeah. They have the belief that there's nothing to do or see in Ireland at Christmas time, so there's no point in having programs for people to come over. I've been telling them for years they're out of their minds.
Yeah,
and but the fact of the matter is, you have to be careful from the 24th of December to the 27th of December. There are a lot of small hotels, and particularly hotels that are not in big cities, like Galway would be considered a big city, where you can't find rooms. There are places, just everything, everything in Derry is closed, single hotel. And I found that out 6 years ago when we decided we were going to be in Derry for Christmas. And I went to look at my favorite hotel, and I went online to see if they had availability before I called them to tell them, hey, we want to come ahead.
Yeah.
And they were completely X'd out, no rooms available. So I looked at two other hotels, and they had nothing available. And I said, that's just not possible. And that's when I called the hotel and said, what's going on in Derry that there's no rooms? And I was told by the owner of my favorite hotel, the Beach Hill Country House, everything is closed. Just shut up. So I said, well, what are we going to do, sleep in the car? And she said, no, come ahead, we'll give you the keys.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We have the place to ourselves. It's phenomenal. I mean, we've done it 6 years in a row. Right. But it's wonderful to know that you could go to Galway and you can stay the 3 nights, be in a grand location, and have, you know, the world, the West, the Wild Atlantic Way at your feet. Stay with me. We're taking a quick break, and we'll be right back. Don't worry.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the Cozy Inn. Thank you.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month, based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Tonight we sleep.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Rory O'Sullivan, the general manager of Glenlow Abbey. A wonderful place to stay. It just truly wonderful place to stay. You know, there are many options on the Wild Atlantic Way. There are many, many counties you can be staying in. Galway is a particularly good place to base yourself because it's such easy access. You could be in Galway and visit Mayo, visit Clare. How long does it take to drive from Glenlow Abbey in the Bushy Park section of Galway, which is like 10 minutes from downtown where all the shopping is and wonderful? Make sure when you go to Galway, you visit the treasure chest, which is treasure chest or treasure house?
The treasure chest.
Mary,
it's
Mary Bennett's place.
Yeah.
Mary Bennett owns this place. This woman has taken an idea and built it into an iconic place to go shopping. And I want to warn you, you go into the treasure chest, you see something you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You love it.
Yeah.
You're not sure you really need it. You think you want it. You go away. You think maybe, I'll find it somewhere else. You're never finding it again. So when you go into the treasure chest and you see something you like, buy it and take it with you.
Yeah, Mary is legendary in Galway without a doubt, and she is a fantastic shop, especially at Christmas. She really she loves that side of things, and she really puts a great deal of interest into showcasing.
The whole second floor is women's clothing and accessories, and I have to tell you, I know Mary's involved in the buying, but there are also other buyers that she employs, and those people have an eye for fashion that is amazing. I mean, you walk through there, and it's like, oh, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and then you have to be careful, you know, to match your budget properly. The first level has a lot of houseware things, things for children. Oh, gosh, I bought a little one that I love, a raincoat and umbrella set that is a work of art. It's just a work of art. But there's so many wonderful shops there and things to do. But if you want to do some sightseeing, what is it, about, what would you say, about an hour to get to
the cliffs of Moher would be the big seller for us here at the hotel for guests that are coming to stay with us. As regards day trips, Cliffs of Moher is only about an hour and 10 minutes from us here. The road is good. You know, you branch off at Kinvara and you branch off at Kilcolgan ferry heading towards Kinvara, and then down towards the coast, down to the cliffs itself. And it's very, very easy. Many of the guests that we have that would stay with us would choose that over a lot of the other places. But Connemara is on our doorstep. You have the Aran Islands, which is a great day out. Kylemore Abbey is a fantastic location as well. And you have the whole Connemara National Park. So there's plenty to see and do, which, you know, we're only half an hour away from here. We're on the outskirts of Galway City. So, yeah, it's a fantastic location for guests who come in to stay for two or three nights. I mean, one night is never enough anywhere, I don't think, but definitely at Glenlow Abbey.
No. First of all, the problem with one night is good. If you're traveling in America and you're going from, I don't know, San Francisco to Fresno or something, or Los Angeles or something like that, or you're in on the East Coast and you're traveling from Boston to maybe Baltimore or someplace, and you want to spend the night along the road, you know, that's okay. You drive however many hours, you stop, you have something to eat, maybe you go to a movie, or you settle into your hotel or motel room, and the next day you get up and you drive some more. Because if you arrive someplace, most places check-in is 3 o'clock, some in the afternoon. Some places check-in is 4. Whether it's 3 or it's 4, the day is shot. The most you're going to do is check in, put your things in your room, and see about dinner.
Yeah.
And it's finished. And the next morning, what? You're going to have breakfast and leave? I mean, it's like there are times I want to go do a hotel inspection. And I'll talk with the hotelier, and they say, well, you know, we've got a spot. You could come in for one night. I said, thank you. We'll find another time to visit you. Because when we go in, we have to go in for at least, generally, if I've never been there before, 3 nights. Because the first day is a throwaway, and you need 2 days to do what we do. So, you know, with the photos and the interviews and the everything else we have to do. So just to come through to say, oh, my eyes have been, you know, I laid my eyes upon this place, but I don't really know it. That has no value. But I want to go back. The cliffs, I was hoping that on the 4th of January, we were going to take a ride over to the Cliffs of Moher to see my good friend Catherine Webster. But I wasn't up to doing much of anything, so that didn't happen. So I'll have to do it on the next trip. They've opened a bunch of walking trails. So I've got to get her on the air with me to talk about that because that's new. And it's just an amazing place. And by the way, I've got it on my list. I've made a couple of phone calls. I've left a couple of messages. Nobody's ever called me back. And now that we are into 2017, I am going to make a project of making it happen. For those of you who are listening, who are either members of an Audubon Society or know people who are, would you have them get in touch with me, Stephanie@sabrams.com, and give me a contact. Do you know, well, let me ask you, Rory, have you ever heard of the Audubon Society?
I haven't actually. No.
Okay, that is not an unusual answer. You are in the 100% of people in Ireland that I have asked, do you know what the Audubon Society is? Nobody knows. Nobody has ever heard of the Audubon Society. The Audubon Society is an organization that interests itself exclusively in birds, bird watching, bird following, bird breeding, bird everything.
Yes.
All things birds. The puffins come to the Cliffs of Moher in May. And they leave in about mid-May, and they leave in mid-July. They nest, their babies hatch, they get their babies off to a good start, and then they all fly away. I am told, so I'm just repeating what I've been told by experts. I haven't a clue otherwise. I'm not programmed with any study, only with things people have told me. I am told that when the puffins leave in the middle of July, they live on the sea. They don't land anywhere again because if they land anywhere, they become prey to other birds. So the only time they're on land is that 8 week, 6 to 8 week period from mid-May to beginning middle of July. And the puffins, they all look like Daffy Duck. They're heavy bottomed. They got big puffy feet that look like they were inflatables. Somebody blew them up. They run and they run and they run and they run. You watch them; they're hilarious. They run and you think that like a big heavy plane that's never getting off the ground. And finally, they take flight. They live at the Cliffs of Moher in those ledges that are carved into the cliffs and into those rocky. My mother would have called them lompuses. I don't know that there is a word lompus, but they look like big potatoes that are vertically stuck into the sea, into the ocean. They're all grooved, and the birds live on those grooves. And by the way, there are not just puffins. There's all kinds of birds out there, and they segregate themselves by breed, which I think is hilarious. They don't live together. They don't mingle together. You've got the puffins over here, and you got whatever over there, and another kind of bird over there. And so also up in Northern Ireland, there's an island, I think it's pronounced Rathlin Island. We haven't been there yet, but I want to go.
Rathlin,
Rathlin Island. They have the puffins at the same time. And wouldn't it be smart for a group from the Audubon Society? I mean, they would love this. These people would go crazy from this. And you can go get, they have boats that, you know, like ferry boats. There's one called the Happy Hooker. And it's not what you think, people. A hooker is a kind of boat. It's like kind of fishing boat, I think. But anyway, they have these like little ferry boats that you go on. Bill O'Brien owns two different companies. He owns Doolin Ferries and O'Brien Ferries. And they're constantly going out. And you can go out for 90 minutes, never get off the boat. They just takes you out into the water. And you can see the cliffs from the sea, which is another spectacular view that you don't get from the land. and you can get up close and personal with the birds. So if you do it between May and July, there's a real good chance you're going to see a lot of puffins. Cutest things you've ever seen in your life. But I'm just shocked that nobody in Ireland associated with birding has ever gotten in touch with the people at the Audubon Society. But that's my job. I'm the Alka-Seltzer that falls into the inert glass that's holding the inert water and makes it fizz. So,
well, it would be fabulous because, I mean, there's another set of islands off the coast of Kerry called Skellig Michael, actually, which is known for the Star Wars film.
Right.
The last two films actually were shot. The closing segment, I think, of the last film was shot on the island. It's actually a World Heritage site there. But they do actually, one of the islands there is completely taken over. From the land, it looks just like a white dot. But when you get closer, you realize that it's actually all the birds and their poo, basically.
Right.
It's why it is that color, you know.
We're going to take a quick break and come back to Stephanie Abrams. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
Cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette. To some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette. With cocktails for two.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have Rory O'Sullivan on the line with me because I missed seeing him on our trip to Galway a couple weeks back. We were in Galway on January 3rd and 4th and left on the 5th to head down to Clare. So we'd be in place to fly from Shannon Airport back to the U.S. And unfortunately, Rory was off property, but even had he been on property, I don't know that I would have seen him because I was really feeling pretty miserable around then. And I really didn't want to breathe on anybody. But I have to tell you, we had a wonderful suite. And I had the housekeeping staff make up the living room couch which was actually a sofa bed, into a bed so I could give my husband the beautiful four-poster bed in the bedroom, and we could both stretch out and not cough in each other's faces. So, I mean, it was, you know, the pampering was much appreciated.
Good to hear.
And your staff is so wonderful.
Your husband rotten.
Would you do me a favor and give Sandra at the front desk an extra big hug for me? She is just the sweetest.
Yeah, she's
great. And what a great sense of humor she has. And she made me feel so much better on the day that we were checking out. But you have a wonderful staff. But let's talk a little bit about the history of Glenlow Abbey. Where is the Abbey connection?
Okay, the Abbey, the hotel itself was actually built by one of there was 14 tribes of Galway, and one of the tribes of Galway was called the French tribe.
With two Fs?
With two Fs, which is
because
quite
distinctive. Well, thank you for that. You know, I've never gotten an explanation of why there's a roundabout, you know, we call it a traffic circle, in Galway, and it's the French roundabout, and it's spelled with two Fs.
But there you go, yeah.
And so it was one of the tribes of Galway.
That was one and the same, and they were the first family to actually build the house from scratch. They built they bought the estate, and they built the house in 1740, and 50 years later the husband, Mr. French, wanted to give his lovely wife a beautiful present, so he decided to build her an abbey. But unfortunately, before the last stone was laid on the abbey, she died. Which is a pity, because the abbey itself was never consecrated subsequently, which is good for us because we use it for everything and anything, and we're not restricted in its use from a hotel point of view. So we use it for meetings, for civil ceremonies, for small weddings.
It's a lovely space. It's a really lovely space.
Yeah, it's a great banqueting area as well for parties up to about 28, 30 people. It's a real nice, private, exclusive venue. So for anybody looking to get away and bring a family to Ireland, it's a lovely unique setting, definitely for a meal inside there. So that they had it for about 100 years or so, that family, between two families, and then it was sold to another one of the tribes, who were called the Blake Party, and they had it for another 50 or 60 years, and then the Palmer family came along, and they actually had a brewery in Galway City called the Nuns Island Brewery. And they lived here until about 1984 it was. And then the Burke family took over the hotel. They took over the house, and they actually decided that Galway needed a five-star hotel. So they set about renovating the property from 1984 until 1992, and they opened it as Galway's first five-star hotel in 1992. And they had it until about 2011, and then it was sold to the current owners, which is the Lally family. I'm here about 3 years now, two and a half years now, with that group, which is great, and it's a fantastic story, and it's great history to the place when you're talking to people that you know.
Let's see if we can get a bunch of bird watchers to come in May, June, and July, and stay at Galway. In Galway and in Bushy Park at Glenlow Abbey, and take little trips out to the Aran Islands, which are a hop and a jump from Galway Bay, and down to the Cliffs of Moher. And you mentioned Kylemore Abbey. I only have 10 seconds. I'm going to throw it in real quick. Mm-hmm. Kylemore Abbey is what? Also about an hour and a half drive, no?
It is, and it is quite a similar story as regards the abbey, because the lady there got it as a present as well, and she died before the abbey, the abbey part of it was.
I'm sure a lot of people died before it was finished. If you ever, it looks like Buckingham Palace sitting on the side of a lake, the biggest thing you've ever seen in your life. It is gorgeous, and you can go and visit it. I want to thank you, Rory, so much for joining us.
No problem, Stephanie.
We're
going to
be
you.
Back. In the next, I don't know, somewhere between 4 and 12 weeks, I'm going to be seeing your face again, and this time I'm going to be healthy. So we'll get together and we'll really talk in depth. Glenlow Abbey people, stay with me. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. We're flying high.
Flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.